This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Until someone's gone, I wouldn't close the door on anything. You know, I think you got to always assume that we'll always look and pay attention to people's markets and their skill sets and if they're a free agent or if it's someone to trade for.
That is Bills general manager Brandon Bean speaking earlier today from Phoenix, Arizona, site of the NFL owners' meetings. Our Sal Capaccio was just on with us from those meetings. We'll get you a good chunk, if not all, of Bean's comments coming up with us here in the 5 o'clock hour. Short show today with the Sabres pregame starting at 6, but want to get you some of what Bean had to say today. For you to hear it for yourselves. So that's likely at some point here in the 5 o'clock hour that we are planning to do that. 803-0550 is the phone number. There is an update on the Lamar Jackson story that I feel the need to share with you, and we'll get to that here momentarily. But first, let's take a call from Mike. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here at WGR.
Thanks. I was wondering what your thoughts were on Calais Campbell. Personally, I think if we were to sign him, it would mean more to our defense than adding OBJ or Hopkins would mean to adding to our offense. I think he affects every level of the defense. He's an excellent pass rusher, run stopper. He affects the pass with his length. He demands and beats double teams. So I think adding him makes our defense instantly better. And I was just wondering what you would think about that.
I'm intrigued enough by the player. I've liked the player. 36 years of age, 15 years in the league. I'd be worried about what is actually left there. But if you structured it right, I mean, at this time in free agency and with his experience and his age, I don't know what sort of a contract he might command. So if I could find sort of a foolproof way to bring him in, i.e. if he shows up and just doesn't have it anymore, I'm not stuck under any kind of, you know, guarantees or anything. Like, I don't feel like, you know, I've added to my salary cap issues by adding a player at that stage of his career and having it stick to me. So the right sort of contract, which might be feasible, again, considering that he is still out there now. I did see some reporting over the weekend that indicated he was going to visit with the Bills. I think New York Post had that over the weekend. I'm intrigued. It would have to be really carefully put together. Small guarantees, incentives, that kind of thing. Because I've liked the player. Just his sheer size. If you ever, you know, can bump him inside, I think that can be helpful. I'm just not sure how much, you know, you should think is left in the tank there. But I wouldn't want to rule it out. I think if you could squeeze another year out of him, spell him, you know, minimal snaps and hopefully impact on a small snap count, maybe that's someone that, you know, when it gets down to December, January, maybe you can count on more then and go to him a little more then, sort of ease your way through the season. I wouldn't want to rule it out. I'm not dismissing it. It needs to be the right contract, though, because at his age, I mean, that's a lot of wear and tear on a big man. I mean, 6'6", or bigger than that, isn't he? He's like 6'8". He's a monster human being. And 15 years of wear and tear in the league, 36 years of age, I would just be worried about that part of it. But the right contract, I would entertain it. I mentioned, thank you for the call, Mike. I mentioned before we talked about Calais Campbell there that there is, I'm using finger quotes, can you tell? An update on Lamar. It's not really an update on Lamar Jackson. It's merely, it's information. Here's the headline that was sent my way. This is just from about 20 minutes ago at Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio. Meek Mill tells Robert Kraft that Lamar Jackson wants to play for the Patriots. Okay, click. Good job with the headline. You know, I'm intrigued. I'll go. Okay, I'll play your game. I'll click on that. I want to see what that says. All right, here via Albert Breer of SI.com. Kraft said that Mill told him, texted him, that Jackson would like to play for the Patriots. That's it. The ownership meetings in Arizona, Patriots owner Robert Kraft said Meek Mill texted him 3 or 4 days ago telling him that Jackson wants to play for the Patriots. Now, the Albert Breer part comes in here. Kraft, according to Breer, told Mill that it would be Coach Bill Belichick's decision regarding whether or not to pursue Jackson. So, when we've talked about Jackson and potential landing spots, I think Mike brought up New England pretty early on. I don't want to say like right away, I don't remember, but they certainly were not among the teams that seemingly could not wait to tell you they were not interested in Lamar Jackson. And there are some things that I think like you can get there. I definitely don't want this to happen, just so that's said right out front. I don't want the Patriots to find their way to a former MVP to upgrade their quarterback position. I'd like them to live in the purgatory or hell that they're in with Mac Jones for at least another year or two. But the case for Lamar to New England, to me, makes sense given, to me, guaranteed money shouldn't be, as I understand it, any kind of a problem for New England. Like, wealthy franchise, wealthy ownership. Belichick's timeline, his age and the success he's had there, I mean, it all speaks for itself. Does he want to just sort of keep, I'm just going to say, middling along here with Mac Jones? They made the playoffs once, they missed once, they tried Cam Newton. Lamar Jackson would be like a one final stab at glory. Let's reestablish ourselves in the post-Brady era. And what do I care what we spend in assets to get him? I'm not going to be here when that really comes home to roost, if it ever does. Because whatever you pay for Lamar Jackson, well, you're getting Lamar Jackson on your team, and that should help you back to contender status. I don't love their roster overall, but I think a quarterback like Jackson on that team, but you'd have to have your eyes closed, like willfully just be, I think, ignoring what a threat that could be. So I definitely hope that Meek Mill this doesn't go the way that he suggests. But if I were New England and I were Belichick, I would be heavily in on this idea. I think it's a great idea for them, honestly. The story at Pro Football Talk that I'm referencing goes on to talk about how maybe doing it after the draft makes more sense, timing wise. We'll see about that. There is also, and this is mentioned by Florio as well at Pro Football Talk, that the Ravens and Patriots, you know, we've had things there, right? There's the controversy from the playoffs where New England was doing, was it the playoffs or was that just a regular season game? I can't remember which, but they were using tactics that were sort of bending, if not flat out breaking, rules. It was against the spirit of the rules, the way they were lining up. There were just things that they were doing. They don't have maybe, like, would Baltimore want to deal with New England is really the point. And at this point, if I'm Baltimore, I want to deal with whoever I can make the best deal with, because I think Lamar Jackson is gonzo from the Ravens. I don't think he'll sign that tender and play for them. I really doubt some team is going to negotiate an offer sheet, and that transaction is going to go that way. I think a more likely scenario is the Ravens and Jackson find a team that wants to make the trade, and he signs that tender, and then the Ravens trade him for more than the two first-round picks that they would get if a team signed him to an offer sheet. That's the scenario I see. If they don't trade him, I don't think he'll show up there and play for them in September. I would predict he holds out and comes in late to get the year accrued, and that's how this ends up going. So just planting seeds here. I'm merely your conduit to the NFL news, folks. Meek Mill has told the owner of the Patriots that Lamar would like to play for the Patriots, and so here we are. This is what we're talking about. These are the lives we chose. 803-0550 is the phone number. I am the Bulldog. We can talk about that some. We'll get some of Brandon Bean's comments from today at the owners' meeting as we move forward. And, of course, 6 o'clock, Sabres pregame. Sabres and Montreal tonight at KeyBank Center. Pregame rolls at 6, face-off a little bit after 7. Mike Schoep is out sick today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.